Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for downloading the Money Girl podcast. I'm Laura Adams.
Hi, my name is Kristen, and I'm from Sparta, Michigan. My question regards paying for college education. We have quite a divide in our family. I would love for my daughter to go wherever she would like, and I will do whatever it takes to pay for it. My husband, on the other hand, believes that she should have to work for it and should go to community college and do whatever she can to do it the cheapest way possible. My daughter, of course, is struggling to work within those parameters of the two of us. Just wondering what your thoughts would be. How does a child get a good college education? We make a good living, but we haven't saved a huge amount, and college is so expensive. Anything you could offer would be fabulous. Thank you for all you do.
When it comes to paying for college, people have very different ideas about who should foot the bill. Some parents simply can't afford the cost of college, so the student must tap every possible financial resource they can find. Some parents fork over college tuition for their kids, even if it puts their future retirement in jeopardy. And some parents expect children to step up and take responsibility for the cost of college, regardless of how much the parents have in the bank. So the dilemma that Kristen and her family are facing is not uncommon. I interviewed Zach Bissonette, the author of Debt-Free You, How I Paid for an Outstanding College Education Without Loans, Scholarships, or Mooching Off My Parents, to get his take. I'll give you 6 tips for how to handle college expenses so you keep peace in your family and never jeopardize your financial security. You can get even more tips by listening to my full interview with Zach at smartmovestogrowrich.com. Okay, back to paying for college. I recommend that you never save for a child's education until you've accomplished the following 2 important financial milestones. Number 1, you've built up your family's emergency fund to a minimum of 3 months' worth of living expenses. And 2, you've created and are consistently funding an adequate retirement savings plan. Why are these 2 financial prerequisites non-negotiable? Because if you sacrifice your own financial security for your kids' college, you may find yourself relying on them to support you in your old age. Using money earmarked for retirement means it won't be there when you need it. You must provide for your own financial well-being first, even if that means contributing less than you'd like to your kids' education. Zach completely agrees and told me, "I call it the airplane rule. You've got to make sure that your own oxygen mask is secure and tight before you assist your child." Let's assume that you want to pay for all or a portion of your child's education. The best strategy is to make this goal a part of your spending plan as early as possible. Additionally, you may need to work longer than you originally planned, find a second source of income, or downsize your lifestyle. But what if you're not sure if you should pay for a child's education? Or what if you have a divided house like Kristen? Here are 6 tips and solutions for finding a middle ground. Tip number 1, apply for education awards. There are thousands of scholarships, grants, and fellowships available that don't have to be paid back. Educational awards are also tax-free income when used for qualified expenses, like tuition and required fees. Though Zach emphasizes that getting award money was not part of his strategy to pay for school, and I'll admit that they probably won't make a huge dent in your tuition bill, financial awards can be worth the time and effort. Help your child seek out and apply for awards no later than his or her junior year in high school. To find the best ones, schedule a meeting with your high school guidance counselor or college financial aid offices and search websites. I'll put a link to 7 sites where you can find education awards, plus several more helpful resources on the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Just look for episode number 233. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for the free Money Girl newsletter and connect with me on social media. Tip number 2, apply to a variety of schools. Make sure your child applies to a variety of schools, including a few that are relatively inexpensive. That way, there will still be options if there isn't enough money or financial aid to pay for a pricey school. Spending 2 years at a community college and then transferring to an in-state university is typically the least expensive way to get a college education. However, some schools actively recruit out-of-state students and can offer them an affordable tuition package, so don't completely rule them out. Tip number 3, put restrictions on college money. If you can afford to pay for a child's education, but are worried that they won't take their studies seriously if you do, put limits on your generosity. You could require that they maintain a certain grade point average, hold down a job, live at home, or graduate in less than 4 years in order to keep the college gravy train flowing.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got 2 ingredients in 1 pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Or your grandma here with us, making carne asada.
She does love a cold Corona.
Throw in some dancing.
Oh, we can watch the game.
I'll drink to that.
So a backyard concert with football, food, dancing, and Corona?
And your grandma.
Or we could keep it simple.
Simple is good. Want a Corona?
Thanks. Salud to the perfect day.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Tip number 4, use a plan of thirds. In my book, I discuss a plan of thirds where you or the student divide up the cost of college into 3 phases. Number 1, save a third of the cost before school starts. Number 2, earn a third of the cost by working during school. And 3, pay off the final third of the cost as loan payments after graduation. Both students and parents can take out separate education loans if needed. You must apply for a student loan before or during school, and most loans have built-in deferment of payments until 6 months after graduation. That means you can get a loan at the beginning of your education and then pay it off over the long term after you graduate. If the loan is subsidized, you won't even rack up interest charges for the duration of your studies. Tip number 5, get familiar with FAFSA. To qualify for student financial aid, you must submit a lengthy form called the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA. It's important to note that students younger than age 24 are generally considered dependents and must include their parents' income and financial assets on the FAFSA. Being a dependent could help the student qualify for more financial aid if the parents have little money to report. But if the family has significant assets and are unwilling to help out with college expenses, their financial situation could work against the student by making him or her ineligible for a student loan or other aid. Tip number 6, set expectations. It's a good idea to set expectations about how much a family can and will pay for college as soon as the student is in high school. If a child knows that they need to carry the burden of paying for some or all of college, they might get a job, save more money, keep their eye on scholarships, and study harder during high school. If they qualify for advanced placement or AP courses, that achievement looks impressive on college applications and can also increase your child's financial aid package or decrease the number of college classes you have to pay for. Since Kristen and her husband are at odds about paying for college and haven't saved much yet, I recommend that they meet with a certified financial planner. A financial professional can analyze the big picture of their finances and help them set realistic goals for funding both retirement and perhaps an agreed-upon amount of their daughter's college education. To find out what Zach Bissonette thinks Kristen should do and the strategy he used to pay for a great college education on his own without taking a dime in awards or loans, be sure to listen to our conversation over at smartmovestogrowrich.com. If you like the tips you get in the Money Girl podcast, you'll love my book, Money Girl Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It tells you what you need to know about money without bogging you down with what you don't. It's available at your favorite bookstore in print or as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, iPad, PC, Mac, or smartphone. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.